Hey there, this is Amy.
And this is E.
And we are here together for another episode of Curse Words and Crayons Presents Parenting Chat. Really long time since we've come together to chat about parenting. You know, we were just discussing, it's just a slow start to advice, right? Like we all feel sometimes a little parented out. I don't want to talk about my kids. I don't want to talk about those things. And today we're really not technically talking about our kids, but indirectly talking about our kids. So I imagine that somebody might feel this way who doesn't have kids. We're talking about the invisible load. And I'm super pumped to talk about it. But this was our personal gift to you in 2024. Are you ready? Welcome. But here we are. We're ready to chat.
Yeah, to give you like a 3-month hiatus before we started to lay down some parenting advice. If you think that you have a big mental load and you don't have kids, though, I bet you do. Or an invisible load. I bet you do. But, I mean, in certain jobs, I'm sure – bring a lot more into it. Who was I talking to the other day? I used to be a retail manager in another life, mm-hmm. and the shifts started at 5 a.m. and the shifts ended at 10 p.m. And so that meant that I could and would, even on days off, quite literally get text messages from 4:30 a.m. until 11:30 p.m.
Right.
So I had 4.5 hours potential do not disturb time. So I get it. But also that on top of having kids too, you think it's like those memes where they say, oh, you think you're tired, or I want to talk to the tired me before I had kids.
Yeah.
I want to talk to the overstimulated me before I had kids.
For sure.
They're not at all comparable. Yeah.
No, not at all.
But yes, I really like that we're doing these parenting chats together. It is a nice break. We just did the murder of Eric Cross. We talked about Krista Pike. Those were heavy. Those were gross. Those made me sad.
Not nice. Yeah.
Mm-mm. And either way, it's nice to have a break away. And we're not going to do a show and tell today, so, like, let's try not to buy any of the things, do any of that stuff, right? Like, we have enough of things going on in our brain right now.
But if you want to, there's a link in our show notes, just in case you're looking for some extra things. Go ahead. But, yeah, we are recommending take a spending hiatus, because I'm definitely not, so somebody has to. Okay.
If I buy one more thing on Amazon this week, I think it's just going to be the end of it. And it's just Tuesday.
Lucky you. I mean, look at that. I never know. And sometimes it's a surprise. Did I order this? I don't even remember. I got something in the mail the other day by accident that Chris had ordered something, and I don't know, you know, it happens sometimes. They sent the wrong product, and he was like, here, this is yours. And I was like, no, I didn't order that. And he was like, I bet you did. And I'm like, I don't think I did. But it, like, so he had ordered these pin back things for work. It's very boring purchase. But then what they had sent was a set of knitting needles, which I have been making a temperature blanket. So it could have been very possible that I had ordered them. But I'm like, why would I buy? I don't. And I'm like, well, I guess maybe I did, until I realized, wait a minute, this was supposed to be this, and it wasn't even for me. So I don't even remember what I order sometimes. So
what a weird accidental.
Right? Because if that had come to me, like,
you need pinbacks, but instead,
we're gonna send
here's some fucking knitting needles.
Right.
Both of them are very niche. It's not like, oh, you needed milk, so we sent you 2% instead of wholesale.
Yeah. It was odd, but I imagine they both probably exist in like the hobby section of things. And
oh, for sure.
That like just got grabbed on accident. We have an Amazon hub in Columbus. So a lot of these products are like here in a warehouse. So I imagine it's probably like contractors pulling those, like folks that, but I don't know. But yeah, we just said we're not going to buy anything and then we're talking about buying things. But I want to talk about invisible loads. Let's do it.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So I had a mental breakthrough the other day and I kind of thought, okay, because I'm between two worlds right now. So I have the baby toddler situation and I have a school-aged kid. And we're getting to the close, not close to the end of the year, but we're getting really close to the end of the year.
It'll be here before you know it.
It really will be. Because Aurora was asking about her birthday. She's a summer birthday, and I realized we only have a couple months left.
And right, and if you're going to, like, book that shit, you got to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I was thinking about that. But I thought about, like, the perfect way to explain what the invisible load is, what people mean when they say invisible load, like, or when they tell you that the invisible load of parenting doesn't get any easier, okay?
Right.
Because I thought as the children aged that it would get easier or that it was easier. I thought that I would reach a certain point. I think every new parent does.
Oh, yeah.
That you will reach a certain point. Oh, once we get here, I will have achieved – it's with every goal. I will have achieved X amount of gold sticker, unicorn, rainbow stars
yeah.
in motherhood that I everything's it's going to unlock the new easy. And after
yeah,
that,
I'm going to level up after this, for sure.
Exactly. Just like next week is going to be less busy.
I was
know?
Just going to say, it's like that lie you tell yourself, next week it's going to be easier, it's fine, nah, nah, nah. Yeah.
Because I've traditionally normally been parent friends with kids, with other parents of kids similarly aged. Now sure. that Aurora is in school, some of these people have older brothers and sisters, and she also does dance. I know I tell you I'm a fucking dance mom all the time. So, but a lot of these kids are like the younger sibling. And so
right.
I was mentioning to a mom of four on the team and her eldest, like she, from 5 p.m. until 10 p.m. every single day, she is at sports, if not longer if it's the weekend. But I was mentioning to her, I was like, yeah, I thought it was going to be easier when Aurora started school. And she started laughing and she was like, yeah, it never gets. She's like, I don't mean to laugh. She's just like,
right, right.
She's like, it just never gets any easier.
Yeah.
And I was like, never? And she's like, no, it just is a different kind of hard. So when the kids are little, they're throwing stuff everywhere and they're making a mess and you're doing all the things for them
right.
and teaching them how to handle their emotions and you feel kind of alone because that is a huge part of your life too.
Right.
It's just everything is rotated around this baby, this toddler. But then as they get older, it's not easier, but that part gets easier. Because Aurora, my 5.5-year-old, she no longer throws her food on the floor. I mean, sometimes she does on accident. But then she can clean up after herself.
Yeah, exactly. She's going to go and pick it up. Or you're going to say, I need you to pick that up.
Mm-hmm. Or, and she's not going to follow me around screaming because, and then I have to guess whether she wants water. Or if she is, like, I'm going to punch her in the face and banish her to the backyard. I would never lay hands on my child like that, obviously. We would have to both take a mental break. Like, I would lose it.
Right. But you would be able to have a conversation with her, like, bro.
Could you just ask me
happening?
For water? Like, what
right.
is going on with
you?
You
also know where the water is. So go, if like.
Get it yourself, yes.
If you really need me to do it, you're going to have to do it on my time, brother. Like, you don't have, I can't.
Or use some words. We're not, you
right.
know.
We're not screaming because mm-hmm. you're
uh-huh.
you're a big kid. Yeah.
Exactly. So all of that gets easier. However, you do feel more confident, I feel like, in your parenting abilities. Do you agree? Like, the older your kids get, the less and more worried you are about fucking them up, but it's a different fucking them up. Like, you're good with the routine that you have, right? You're done trying to please all of the nutritionists on what you're feeding your kids. That's no longer like a huge loop that you're going through. You've either figured it out or you've accepted whatever you're doing, right?
And I think you stop looking to the experts and more like, okay, my kid, that's not going to work. Like, I know we've talked about parenting books. I have a very love-hate relationship with parenting books. I know that you have a real hate with parenting books. But for me, it was like I wanted to know what other people were doing. And now it's like, fuck, that's not going to work with my kid. Like, I need it to be for my kid. And you're talking about a different kid that is not my kid.
And you're also talking about a different parent that is not me.
Exactly.
Because I'm not going to speak to them like that because you sound psycho crazy. And that is good for you and your household. But I don't have a preschooler teacher attitude. I don't think anybody would meet me on the street and be like, I mean, I am good with kids.
Is that Miss Rachel? That's what they would say if they didn't know who you were, because you're just like – you have kid like birds.
Just radiating motherfucking positivity, right? Just all about the children words. Just out here. I've got a fucking skull and crossbones on my shirt right now. Like, you can't see it, but or a lot of the times it's the crayon with the curse word coming out. Because if you go to www.cursewordsandcrayons.com, you can get Curse Words and Crayons merchandise, and we have logo stuff, and it's really cute. Like the crayon with the little bubble coming out that's got the, it's not explicits, but it has explicits. And well, so it's super cute.
Are obviously listening to this podcast. Hi, hello, we love you. But if you had a friend who also maybe doesn't have a filter, who is not a podcast girly, it doesn't have to, they don't have to be drinking
the Curse Words and
Crayons Kool-Aid to wear the gear.
Yes. Yes. It's so cute. Anyway, so that was my shameless plug. But they, instead of having that physical burden as much, because they're able to help with things. Aurora helps me with laundry. I'm sure your big kids have a bunch of chores that they help with.
They do. Yeah. And the chores I'm able to give them is like leveling up.
Yes. Where it's actually fucking helpful.
Right. And it's not just like, please don't sweep because that's not helpful to me and I'm going to have to redo it. Where now it's like, oh, I could have you do that and probably not have to worry about it and be okay with it.
Yes, I'm getting to that stage where I can tell her to move the laundry from the washer to the dryer and then press the on button because that's one button. And she can physically move them.
That's like
they're
two
right
requests.
Together.
You're giving her two tasks. Change it and hit the button, which is easy enough for kids to remember.
Exactly. But you're physically doing less for them. The emotional burden that they're coming with is a lot bigger because now you're teaching them to be like a good human. I'm very concerned about that. I know you are too.
Oh, yeah. Well, and they're interacting with more people that you have less control over.
Yes.
So Milo had an incident at school with somebody who was like an aide, not even in his classroom, but an adult. And he came home and was like, this guy said this thing to me and I wasn't like crazy about it. It wasn't very nice. And he was able to express to me, this upset me. But then also I don't have any, like that guy works there. I can't make him not work there. So we have to learn how to navigate other people. And like with dance, there's going to be instructors that come and go that or any sport. There's going to be an adult who maybe you just don't vibe with and that your kid has to learn how to deal with them because that is life.
Or even parent volunteers. So Aurora got very upset because I didn't volunteer this time for the book fair and they made her put her book back because I didn't send her with any money.
Yeah.
So they made her put her book back, and she was so upset about that. And she said that they disrespected her. and her feelings. So I had to talk about, like, well, that's not necessarily being disrespectful of your feelings, because we cannot leave a store without paying for something.
Right.
The book fair is
a store. Yeah.
And a book is a thing, and you were trying to leave a store with no money and a thing. So she took it. And it's just navigating the whole thing. And then it's also the schedules on top of it. Like, to remember that there was a book fair, that I should have sent money to check ahead and look at the school lunch to see if they're going to eat that day, to remember to pack a snack, to do the water bottle, to check every day in their folders. It comes with an entire set of new invisible things that are now living in your head that nobody else can see that you have going on. And this is specifically for, like, the default parent too, because, you know, we really, I live on and die on the hill that there's normally a default parent. Like,
absolutely.
I don't. And the people that really are, say that they're equally carrying everything, I don't know if they're lying to me or if they just live in a fictitious world that I'm not going to be able to achieve personally in my own household. And that's okay. Like, that's fine. We all have our different dynamics and things like that. But, it's a lot. It never gets easier. It just gets different. Yeah.
Yes. So for us, and like you said, everybody parents differently. I know people who do parent like fucking Cinderella, and it's all crafts and love and don't tell my kids about stuff and all that kind of stuff. You and I parent in a way that we talk to our kids like adults, but we don't talk to them like adults. Like, I am going to level with my kids. I'm not going to, like, I don't baby talk with my kids. That's just not something that I do. When they were really little, we still did those things, but they had different things that they needed, right? Now, if you're a parent to a baby, don't cry. Let us explain what we mean by this a little bit. There's just, and I think you hit it on the head when you said, like, there's just more invisible things to touch. Because when you're with Ren, you can see him. You know that he's getting fed or he's doing those things because you're looking at him. You're doing that with, you know, your own hands. You're preparing everything for him. You're doing all of those things. As they get older and they take on these more responsibilities, you are no longer in charge of that. And so I feel like for me, a lot of that.
I also think that a lot of daycares help facilitate the after school activities too during the day. Mm-hmm. So I think that this is also relevant for people that work and have their kids in a daycare, because for most of my friends with daycare kids, can opt in to doing activities through their school service, you know, through their schooling service. But now all of those activities, because our eldest or both of our children, in Amy's case, are old enough with all their school activities are outside of school right now.
Right.
All of them. We're working parents with the daycare kids. Yes, your kids are in daycare. However, and you do have to facilitate all those things mentally. I'm not saying you don't. But at least that gives some of the physical burden away when you are so physically hands-on in so many other ways because you have a small child.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And while maybe they're doing those things at after school programs or whatever, you still are taking them physically to those places. And like when they go, when you drop them at after school or school takes them to an after school program or whatever, they're being transported. Now you may still be worrying about them. That invisible load might still be existing. That's beside
the hours of transportation that you do. I can't imagine. So I know I want to bitch about mine. I was about to bitch about mine, but I know that you transport your kids more in the vehicle. And in some people, it's a full-time fucking job from 5 p.m. until 10 p.m. Monday through Friday. We're just a taxi service
especially if you want to give your kids the things that they need. You know, you talk about those parenting books and it's like, okay, well, if your kid is struggling with discipline, this is what you need to do. Well, my kids have issues that are beyond my ability to fix. So like they have therapy. We just got a call because Milo is going to start seeing an OT. Like there's all of these things, which just adds another weekly appointment I have to drive him to. And I have to remember, and I have to make sure it's on the calendar, and I have to do all these things. So while older kids can communicate better, they also have a lot more attitude. They also have a lot more of a schedule, and they also are like figuring out how to be like a real human and not just like surviving, you know, like a baby just needs to survive, right? And you're there to kind of be that helmet to protect them in surviving. But as they get older, they're going to have more independence. They're going to have more skills. Those things are great. And I'm actually figuring out that's more my jam than babies, which I did not think was going to be the thing. I totally thought I was like a baby person, but it also makes perfect sense because when I like worked at camp, I hated working with the little kids. It was not my favorite thing because they can't tie their own shoes. They can't do all that stuff. I wanted to work with like fourth grade and up because they can go to the bathroom by themselves. They can do all of those things. But with my own kids, I was like, oh, I wish they were babies forever. And now I'm like, no, yes, it's more. Yes, it's different. But the older kids, I think, are becoming more my jam. And that might be because that's the season I'm into.
I don't know if it's ever necessarily more. I mean, of course, there are seasons of life where it's more. I just think that it's all hard and it's never easier. Does that, you know, I think that once, or do you think it does get work? Do you think it does become more work? Your kids are older than mine. So, like, if, I don't know anybody who would be new at this point, but I have an 18, no. How old is Ren? I don't know. I have a less than a year and a half year old, an almost year and a half year old, and I have a 5.5 year old, almost 6 year old.
I and almost I have a 7 year old and a 9 year old. I almost feel like though, and of course I'm not living it, so it seems very different, but my kids are like 18 months apart from each other. So they're very close in age. So really they were in kind of the same stages at the same mm-hmm. time, like being out of school, doing that. And now I don't know. It seems in my brain like it would be easier to have like one at home and one at school. But if I was in that situation, I don't know that I would feel that way. So it's hard for me to say. I just think my version, like my personal version of hard or easy is just different. It's just a different kind of emotional tax. Whether
I've always hated to hear that as advice, but unfortunately I've come to realize that it's not advice, but I mean, it's just the truth that it's never easier. It's not easier. It's just different.
But like we said in the beginning, you get more confident in your parenting skills too. So yes. While those things might be harder, you're becoming a better parent.
Oh yes. And you're worried about different things as well. It's normally, well, a lot of it's the same issue that you're going to have over and over because people are people and they be doing the same things because we all get in our, that's who we are as people.
For sure. Yeah.
They're going to react the same way after a while. Like, you just are who you are. But yeah, it just becomes different. Everything.
And I know this is different for people with like multiple kids, but like for me, I have always said to Hayden, especially, I've never parented a 9 year old. So mm-hmm. you and I are learning how to do this together. And I've never parented you at 9 years old. So now we have to come to an agreement on how we're going to do this. And I think it's also important, especially in the different stages of your kids as they get older, to remind them, I'm new at this too, and I'm also a human, and I'm going to make mistakes, but, like, I'm going to keep you safe. And at least for us, like, we apologize in our – like, if one of us loses our shit, we do our best to say, like, sorry that happened. Because it's not okay for me to yell at you. I don't let you yell at me. Like, but also – you'd be driving me nuts sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But this is the 8th time that I told you to put your shoes on. So don't cry because I raised my voice this time. If you would have listened, you little fucking gremlin, the first 5 times,
But in that,
but also, pardon me, I'm sorry. You know, right, that wasn't kind.
Exactly. But that's also the issue, because when you turn it back on them and you're like, but do you know why I yelled? Well, because you're asking me to put my shoes on and I didn't. Okay, then there's an easy way to solve this problem.
Then shut the fuck up and put your shoes on.
This is not new.
Let's
do this
leave.
Every day. Every
I don't
day.
Care what shoes they are. It doesn't even matter. No, you can't put them on in the car, because I don't think you will put them on in the car. And they will go to let you out in the drop-off line, and you're not going to have your fucking shoes on. Your seatbelt's going to be on. Your backpack's going to be somewhere different. Your brother's going to be screaming, like, what the fuck? Put your shoes on. Exactly. And let's leave. No, okay, I think also, so that's all about the invisible load with the kids. I also think the hardest thing about the kids getting older, or something that's a lot different as the kids get older, and better and worse wise, is communication
mm-hmm.
with a partner
mm-hmm.
about these things. So I get, okay, so Roberto has always traveled for work since the beginning of our relationship, and he has definitely traveled for work since the beginning of our parenting journey together. And yeah. I have solely stayed at home. And this is a big reason why we choose the decision. Even his last contract, he was contracted to work 80% of his time away from the house, is what his contract said. 80 to 90%, which is a lot, okay?
That's a lot. Yeah.
Where he's like on the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I get so into the swing of things that when he comes home from work, it really messes with our schedule. So before, when we were in like the preschool baby age, that was different mm-hmm. because every day is the same day.
Sure.
But this also like got us into like an entire adjustment period. And so while over the years, it's gotten a lot easier to communicate with him about what my specific needs and wants are, mm-hmm. it's also very frustrating to just, I don't know, continue to have, and that sounds so stupid, like to talk to your partner about things. Yes, but it's like, it's everything. It's just, oh, this is the schedule. This is what we're doing. It's just the constant, like, influx of information that might have been new while he was gone, you know?
Right.
Or, yeah. So, and then, of course, we're also maintaining everything on top of that. So he's there, Aurora's doing her schedule, but he's also home. And so he might not always, again, we've gotten a lot better on this, but it was like a whole year's worth of adjustment, because we're still in two different worlds, it feels mm-hmm. like. Did you encounter this when the kids started school?
This was
another place where I thought, oh, this is going to be easier for me. Aurora's going to start school and everything's going to be easier for me. And it fucking wasn't. I was stupid. I don't know why I thought that. I made that up.
My kids starting school, it's a real shit show to think about, because they started during COVID. So our start of school was so different than like parents now. But now that they're like, COVID didn't go away,
so
but like now we're like into a regular routine, it's way harder. And it's way harder because they have more stuff.
Oh,
yeah, they're
on
older.
Thursday, they need to wear an orange shirt that has approximately 4 daisies on it, but daisies in the rising sun, not daisies in the setting moon. We don't know what we're talking about, but you can figure it out at home with your children.
And you
we'll
have
see you tomorrow.
Exactly. And my kids are very bad at telling me what they have going on at school. So if that teacher doesn't send it through like the parent communication thing, I'm probably not going to find that out until the day before.
And if they send it the day before after 5 p.m., I'm not going to have seen it.
And also, I'm not going to go out tonight and get whatever it is they need. Tell me that shit
some of
a
their
month in advance.
Some of their school friends will, though, and then
I know.
They
and then
won't care. They won't care for so many of them, and then all of a sudden they give a fuck about whatever date that was, even though you didn't know. They'd never cared about it before in their life, but they didn't have the special shirt for it. It's exactly. Annoying.
It's very annoying. But also, as they get older, there's more play dates. There's more activities. There's more birthday parties. And your personal life doesn't stop either. Like, you and I are always talking about how important it is to have a life outside of being parents, and juggling that and the lives of little people who are also working on becoming friends, you know, having friends and doing all those things. It's a lot. And I'm with you. I did want to touch on, Chris is also periodically gone for work. Now, he's not, it's not a year-round thing mostly. He's typically home in the summers. It's really heavy and like
Roberto is too, though.
Yeah.
Because work is a lot. I mean, so if even on a sales calendar, sometimes sales are low. So Roberto's not in sales, but like essentially Roberto is in sales. If he would, like, he follows the same kind of like flow dip.
Right.
Anyway, sorry.
No, but
it is different.
It's different. And not that when he is home, it's not so helpful. And like, he is a great parent. He's a great partner, but we get used to doing things a certain way. And then sometimes I forget to say, hey, can you also help with this? And then I feel shitty and mad because you're not helping with this, but I didn't tell you to help with this, but now I'm doing it. It's really insane.
Yes, you told me once, and it made a lot of difference, honestly, in my marriage, so thank you. But you were mentioning once about how when Chris comes, because I was asking about the adjustment period when Chris started working more, and you were, and I was like, is it a hard adjustment period when he gets home? And you're like, yeah, because I get mad that he's like not doing the things that I see that needs to be done. But you're like, yeah, he's not, you know, doing the things that I think that he needs to do, but I'm also like, not that he needs to do, but like, oh, he's walking by this mess and not cleaning it up, or like it's bedtime and you assume that it's a lot of assuming that we do in our head that they know what's going to happen, or they know the priorities, or they know what we expect, but we never lay down the expectation to our assistant manager, if you will. Not that they're an assistant manager, but in that point in time, they are a little bit. Chris jokes about it all the time.
And he says, you're the CEO of this house. Like, you are the one that makes the decisions and that does all of that, because I'm the default parent. And sometimes that's hard.
Especially with them leaving, you have to be, because he's going to these men's just our partners in general are going to leave us to hold down the fort, so we need to know how to hold down the fort without their help,
alone, essentially. This is
at the drop of a hat,
and you have to it's so much easier
practice.
And this it's easier to do those things without having to consult another person, and to just be able to say, like, do, you know? But this is a really good segue into, how do we handle it? What do we do? We're talking about how hard it is. I think it would be a disservice to you listeners if we didn't at least give you a little bit of, or nuggets of advice. I don't have any, but maybe Z will. I'm just kidding. I do have.
We don't always necessarily even know. Have to have like nuggets of wisdom to leave too. Personally, I love the conversations that I have with friends where we're just like, look, this is hard. And I don't ever want anyone to think that I assume that I'm good at what I'm, I don't, or that there's no way that I could be better. But we do have some things that have helped us over the years that we could leave in hopes that maybe it would also help you, because this is our podcast and we are trying to give you something to be helpful to walk away with.
Something. But this is something that I have done that I think is crucial that has happened recently. And it wasn't like, oh, I just came up with this myself. I'm in therapy, y'all. And like, I am spending lots of dollars to become a better person. So don't think either that it's just like, oh, you just think of all these things. Like, no, I don't. Like, somebody has to tell me to do these things. I'm still, like, a little kid. Something that I learned is, and this took a lot of work, but switching in my brain at looking at household tasks as being family tasks and not just my tasks. Things like laundry, dishes, cleanup. While I still might be doing the majority of those things, there's just something about it when I look at it as like, this is stuff that the family needs to get done versus, oh, I have to do all this laundry. And I may be the one coordinating that, but also it prompts me more to ask
for that. You know what? I actually have recently started doing the same thing, and I have a special color for tasks that Aurora can do, or I'll highlight
that's good.
The tasks in a certain color.
Uh-huh.
And so then I know that I can save those tasks until after school or even highlighting for my husband, like, oh, you know what? Like, I know that he is also so busy with his full-time job providing for our entire fucking family.
Right.
And he has lots of things going on and also deserves some free time and a break. But I know that he has some time in the evening that he could either, you know, he'll help with bath time and then that'll allow me to do this, you know? So, right. Yes, asking for help is crucial. And over the years, it gets easier. You're able to communicate better.
Yes, absolutely. And I think also you become more confident and less stuck in like, well, this is my job and this is your job. And it's okay to say, I need you to start a load of laundry. Or we need to figure out how we're going to
clean the basement or whatever. Ooh, is it less of an ego thing? Because at this point, we've just gotten so beaten down, we just realized we need help. No, no, but is it less of, is it able to put the ego and the pride aside maybe as we've gotten?
I think that's part of it, yeah. I think also, you know, young parent Amy was like, no, I can do everything. I've got it all. I don't need your help. Yeah. I've got it under control. And now that I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not getting any prizes for doing everything.
I'm just real tired.
I'm just getting a lot of anxiety. So can we just figure out a different way to do this? And you hear so many default parents, typically the wives, that are like, they get really frustrated when their husband asks them to make, like, can you just make me a list of things? Which is sometimes very annoying.
Oh, yes.
But also, if I make you a list, I'm going to relieve some of that invisible load from myself or some of that actual visible load. And while it is frustrating that you just don't know what I need you to do, that also is stuff that sometimes lives in my head. So something that we've done is create a list that's like, these are tasks that need to get done that everybody can see. So sometimes while I'm not making him a list, I'm making him a list because that list is also for me. But if he does something on the list, fucking great.
Okay, I love that. Sometimes I will leave my list out on the counter.
Yeah.
In hopes that Roberto sees it, which is, I mean, maybe a little passive aggressive, but that's okay.
But also, it's not, you know, who doesn't just wish that somebody would
see something on their list?
Yeah.
You know, and check it off for you.
Exactly.
Do you not want to come back to your desk at work figuratively or literally and have an email already checked off and answered for you? Like,
right.
Didn't have to do any of the legwork for that. Would that not be amazing? It would be.
Put my cup in the dishwasher. Come on. Can you just do that for me?
See it there. Did you check to see if the dishwasher was full?
Right.
It's fine. Okay, I feel a lot better for chatting this out. So, thank you.
Me too. And I think it's important to remember that you are not in this alone. You don't have to do this alone. Just because you're not doing it like the lady next door or down the street does not mean that it's wrong. If it's working for you, it's fucking right. That's all that matters.
And over the years, you're going to feel better about that. I
exactly.
certainly do.
Oh, yeah.
I see the lady down the street, and I'm like, fucking idiot.
Right. But maybe whatever that fucking idiot is doing is working for her. So good for you.
Yes, exactly.
Like, amazing.
Exactly.
It's not for me.
That is, that makes them feel good. That makes their privates feel amazing. No, but really, what's good for them doesn't have to be good for you.
Right, and okay. I'm not going to feel guilty that I don't want to do it the way that you do it. Because I'm not. And that is something that, with a seasoned parent, that is something that comes later. Because I do
think that's easier.
That is, there it is. It's so easy. See, it's fine. Why are you complaining? It's not a big deal. If you have a parenting topic you would like for us to cover, hit us up. We should have Sam come on and do a parenting episode with us. That would be kind of fun.
I hear some
other friends' take on parenting, because it is fascinating to me to hear how other people's families run. Because sometimes you pick up little tidbits that you're like, ooh, that's a good idea. I could also start doing that. But
or sometimes you hear things and you're like, again, you want to say, oh, bless their heart. No, not really, but a little bit. That's good for you and not for me.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
It gives you that confidence boost as well.
Right, like, ooh, I could have to do it that way, and that makes me crazy. Yeah.
Or just, I'm happy that things go this way in our house. Confidence. Good job, me.
Good job.
Good for them that they figured out how to make it work for them, and happy for me that I never had that same hurdle to jump over.
Agreed. Next week, we'll be back with yet another true crime. And until then, catch us on all the things. Get your kiddos some merch from the Curse Words and Crayons store. We do have some kid items that are appropriate for children, so no worries there. Check out our new website, recommend your favorite episode to a friend, or just re-listen to some of the oldies but goodies. Thanks for being here. We really like you. Goodbye.
Bye.